Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 29th, 2020. Today is the fifth Sunday in Lent. This is a reading from the 12th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Paul is not known for being pithy. In fact, sometimes when we're trying to read his language out loud, it's easy to get lost in sub-clauses beneath sub-clauses around dependent clauses and elliptical sentences that just seem to go on forever. And so I'm always particularly struck when I come across a passage from Paul that is straightforward. Romans, as an epistle, is the longest of Paul's letters and the most, for me anyway, theologically dense. But when he gets to the 12th chapter, he sort of steers away a little bit from the theology and steers toward the practicality. And maybe just because of who I am and how I am, these words from today's reading really appeal to me. Genuine love, holding fast to what is good, loving one another, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, all those things, those sound clear. They're direct. And here's the other news. They're difficult to remember. It's difficult to not let our zeal flag. It's difficult to continue to hold fast to the good, particularly when we're surrounded by so much that isn't good. It can be hard to try and outdo each other in showing honor to one another, particularly when we want to get our way. And I don't know about you, but that bit about being patient in tribulation, well, I don't know what Paul meant by tribulation, but I substituted in my head the phrase patient in isolation. And at 14 or 15 days in of this self-isolating, sheltering in place, limiting our time outside and in the company of others, I'm feeling a distinctive lack of patience, a restlessness, a desire to be in the company of others. And it's not time for that yet. I think this next bit in today's reading is also important. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. As this pandemic continues to accelerate in our country, and particularly for those of us who are on more instant social media feeds like Twitter, we're seeing the stories begin to roll in of people dealing with the deaths of friends and loved ones. They are grieving. And even if we don't know the people who have died, even if we don't personally know anyone who is sick, to be present, even in our self-quarantine, to be present to the fear and the anxiety and the suffering and the grief and the sadness and the loss, that's a call for us as Christians. Someone that I read earlier in the week said that this set of circumstances will be a watershed moment for us in the United States. Will the pressure of what this epidemic is doing to us, will the pressure galvanize us? Show us to be people of character and generosity and self-sacrifice? Or will this pressure splinter us, revealing the fractures in our society that we may have been spending an inordinate amount of time and energy trying to cover? What will it be? It's probably too early to tell, but the Christian vocation has always been to be present for people who are suffering, to be compassionate. And compassionate is not simply a warm fuzzy or feeling sorry for people. But compassion is really, it comes from a root word which means to suffer with, that somehow as we are attendant to people who are suffering, we suffer along with them in their suffering. We may not feel the physical pain, we may not have the same symptoms, but we are opened up to feel the suffering that they are enduring. We have a lot to do as Christians, even if we are not able right now to do a lot. Part of what I think we can do is continue to remember the suffering that Jesus endured, that we say somehow became salvation for the world. And we can begin to reflect on ways that we can be present, even from within the four walls of our abodes, that we can be present with and for people who are suffering. That's our call. Our call is to never forget that we as Christians live life amongst others and with others, and that this life has got times of rejoicing, and this life has got times of hope, and this life also has times of suffering and despair. Our call is to not try and ignore those times, but to be present with them. And in doing so, and in being present, no matter how strained and difficult it is, in being present, we are giving witness. Really and truly, we're giving witness to genuine love. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.